If I have never harmed anyone, then why do I suffer since I do not incur any bad karma? This mistaken idea arises due to ignorance of what is pious and impious deeds. Let us try to understand what is good and bad deed. One can ask a question, who decides what is pious and impious deed? The obvious answer is, only one who is a supreme controller, absolute truth, and one who can give non-judgmental reaction. And that can only be God. He is the creator of dharma, and the way we can identify dharma and adharma is by receiving corresponding good and bad reaction. If we get good reaction, that means we are doing good deed, whereas if we get bad reaction, it means we are doing impious deed. Only an absolute authority and controller can decide this, and no mundane living entity can have control over it. Whatever God decides becomes an absolute law. No one can escape from it. Whether a human being agrees with it or not is all relative, and they can't make it right or wrong since they can't give or control the reaction of that belief. Just like the law of gravity, it works for everyone. Even though a child isn't aware, if he tries to jump from a mountain, he will fall down. Likewise, there are also traffic and driving rules created by man in this world. Breaking the rules ignorantly doesn't save one from impending reaction. So when we break the laws of God, there will be surely a reaction. That's why it is said that one may escape the law of man, but one can't escape the law of God, since the laws created by human beings can sometimes be imperfect, whereas laws created by God are always perfect. It's just a matter of time that the reaction will fructify. So coming back to the original question of why people suffer and when they do not harm anyone, the answer is because knowingly or unknowingly they break the laws of God very frequently, and these laws are defined in the scriptures. There are do's and don'ts recommended in the Shastra for living entity when it comes to the material world. Just like when we buy a new product, we also get a manual explaining the do's and don'ts of how to use the product. If we don't follow the manual and try to exploit the product in our own way, then the product might get damaged or it can cause harm to us. The next consideration is whether we really break the laws of God, or are we breaking the laws of God? The answer is yes. How? It's a simple logic. If a person keeps stealing things which is not his, then surely he will be punished. You must be thinking that we haven't stolen anything from anyone. But think about it deeply. The Lord provides air, water, grain, vegetables, fruit, chemicals, materials, etc. that are all required for food, clothing and shelter. Nothing comes for free and everything comes with a price. Even the air that you breathe in, thinking it is freely available, has to be breathed or exhaled out. The Lord is willing to supply everything in abundance provided we offer something to Him in return. And that something is love in the form of sacrifice. In this regard age, the best form of sacrifice is chanting of the Lord's holy name. Even though it is so easily available without any restrictions of time, place and circumstances, still people don't want to offer this small sacrifice to the Lord. Then naturally people can expect some reaction in the form of suffering, because people are only stealing without paying a price to the Lord. However, the Lord is so great that His intention of giving punishment is not to seek revenge or to cause harm to those who break His laws, but rather by giving that suffering, He is only waiting for them to turn to Him and re-establish loving relationship with Him. Just like sometimes a father will punish his son so that he can learn his lesson and rectify himself, similarly the Lord also awards punishment so that we can rectify ourselves and make a permanent relation with Him. And the result of that relationship is achieving bliss, which is much beyond bliss of the material world. The Lord wants to give us the ultimate treasure and not just broken pieces of glass and metal. Just like, for example, a pig, he is most attached to the stool. For the pig, the stool is the best and most tastiest food in the creation. But for a human being, it is the most degraded thing. So, similarly, we feel that the happiness that we achieve in this world is great, but it is like stool compared to what the Lord has to offer to us. Also, the happiness in the material world is temporary, unlike spiritual happiness, which is permanent. Another way we incur bad karma is not by offering whatever we do to the Lord. The Lord explains this in the Bhagavad Gita, and it is stated that one should eat food only which is offered to the Lord, and that one shouldn't commit violence to animals and other living entities. Similarly, whatever work we do, one must offer some percentage of the results to the Lord. Otherwise, the same work causes bondage in the material world. Everyone knows about the very popular verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Karmenava Adhikaraste Ma Phaleshu Kadachana. And they believe that just by doing work, the Lord is pleased. But this is absolutely untrue. The Lord not only says, don't worry about the result, but also says, offer the result to me. Most of the people only follow some part of the Bhagavad Gita and neglect the major and most important part of the Bhagavad Gita and other important verses from the Bhagavad Gita. Isn't that logical? Isn't it logical that when we love someone, we want to offer them everything and not just minimum, but maximum and the best? Like in our family, we want to give best to them, and the purpose of earning money is to provide the family members the means and facilities so that they will be happy and satisfied. Not only this, but in love, we always remember our loved ones constantly and would like to spend maximum time with them. Imagine a relationship where the husband only provides wealth but does not give time and support to the spouse emotionally, physically and mentally. Who would want this kind of relationship? Probably no one. That's why the Lord does not only talk about doing our duty but also remembering Him. This is He speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, Mam Anusmara Yuddhacha. Not just fight, but remember me while fighting. So by not offering one's time, wealth and energy service to the Lord, one also implicates in sin. There are also other dharmas and responsibilities that needs to be followed and executed. Breaking of regulative principles and other prominent responsibilities also causes directly or indirectly harm and chaos in society. I hope this analysis makes sense to convince one that even though they don't directly harm others, but they still incur karma, bad karma, by not following the laws of God, and also the fact that generally only through suffering people turn to God. Thank you.